of holy association, I have sat down here in the hope of having your company. Intense eagerness, longing for sadhu sangha. Alone, I find I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. I beg you, therefore, please be merciful, and with a particle of faith, give me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. What? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is asking this? What? It's a big mystery, right? Somebody was chanting and chanting and chanting with great relish. So much taste. And so much chanting. And yet, he's begging for the holy name. And in this other song also, we sang on Sunday morning. Loilo Magia. After falling at the feet of Lord Chaitanya, after begging for the holy name, Bhaktivinoda has received it. I thought he had received it long before. But what does it mean? There are so many holy names, right? Also, when in the other song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when bargaining about the holy name with Lord Nityananda, can you sell me some holy name? Well, depends. How many bucks you have? What is your treasure? What can you afford? How much holy name you can afford? How much faith you have? That's what Nityananda was investigating, right? Every customer in his marketplace, he was inquiring, he was looking, he was scrutinizing them, how much faith this customer has. And accordingly, he was awarding them holy name. Somebody, he loaded up with heaps, tons of holy name. Those with a lot of faith, and others, they went away with just a little holy name, which is not bad also in itself. And here also, so begging for the holy name, begging. Kangala, I'm so poor, I'm destitute. The word is destitute. I really don't have anything. I'm the poorest of the poor. So that position, if Bhaktivinoda places himself in that position, I'm just so destitute. So I have nothing. So I'm really dependent on you, Vaishnava Thakur, to share a drop of faith. Shadha Bindu, please. Drop some faith on me. So therefore, he's sitting down hoping to have this association. That association, that is contagious, by which one gets some inspiration to get up and chant nice rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then, Krishna is yours. You are able to give him to me. For such is your power. I am indeed wretched and simply run after you, crying Krishna, Krishna. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadambini has written that as from Madhyam platform, one gets empowered to give mercy because he's a receiver of mercy. So when you receive it yourself, you can also give to others. So what could be that Vaishnava Thakur, any devotee who's aspiring to become to make advancement, who doesn't want to stay in that big gray zone before the clearance of the heart. So somebody who decided, I will not be stuck here in the Kanishta level, I want to go beyond that. Such a devotee, he becomes very soon a receiver of mercy of the Lord, which he can pass on to others. So that's already wonderful association. That's already such great association. Whoever aspires to be serious in his practice of devotional service. Because they have faith. Right? Otherwise, how will they sacrifice their life? Yeah? Or so much of their life, if not their whole life. So that's because of faith. So we should associate with these persons. That's very important. So now we will read from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 11. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo. So we concluding verse of Chatushloki. Please repeat. Tesham. For them. Eva. Certainly. Anukampa artam. To show special mercy. Aham. I. Agyanajam. Due to ignorance. Tamaha. Darkness. Nashayami. Dispel. Atma bhava. Within their hearts. Sta. Situated. Jnana. Of knowledge. Deepena. With the lamp. Basvata. Glowing. Please repeat. Tesham eva anukampartam. Aham agyana jam tamaha. Nashayam yatma bhavasto. Jnana deepena basvata. Tesham eva anukampartam. Aham agyana jam tamaha. Nashayam yatma bhavasto. Jnana deepena basvata. Tesham eva anukampartam. Aham agyana jam tamaha. Nashayam yatma bhavasto. Jnana deepena basvata. Tesham eva anukampartam. Aham agyana jam tamaha. Nashayam yatma bhavasto. Jnana deepena bhasvata. Tesham eva anukampartam. Aham agyana jam tamaha. Nashayam yatma bhavasto. Jnana deepena bhasvata. Tesham eva anukampartam. Aham agyana jam tamaha. Nashayam yatma bhavasto. Jnana deepena bhasvata. Tesham eva anukampartam. Aham agyana jam tamaha. Nashayam yatma bhavasto. Jnana deepena bhasvata. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Please repeat. To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Purport. When Lord Chaitanya was in Benares promulgating the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, thousands of people were following him. Prakashananda Saraswati, a very influential and learned scholar in Benares at that time, derided Lord Chaitanya for being a sentimentalist. Sometimes Mayavad philosophers criticize the devotees because they think that most of the devotees are in the darkness of ignorance and are philosophically naive sentimentalists. Actually, that is not a fact. There are very, very learned scholars who have put forward the philosophy of devotion. But even if a devotee does not take advantage of their literatures or of his spiritual master, if he is sincere in his devotional service, he is helped by Krishna himself within his heart. So the sincere devotee engaged in Krishna consciousness cannot be without knowledge. The only qualification is that one carry out devotional service in full Krishna consciousness. The Mayavad philosophers think that without discriminating one cannot have pure knowledge. For them, this answer is given by the Supreme Lord. those who are engaged in pure devotional service, even though they be without sufficient education and even without sufficient knowledge of the Vedic principles, are still held by the Supreme Lord, as stated in this verse. The Lord tells Arjuna that basically there is no possibility of understanding the Supreme Truth, the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, simply by speculating. For the Supreme Truth is so great that it is not possible to understand Him or to achieve Him simply by making a mental effort. Man can go on speculating for several millions of years, and if he is not devoted, if he is not a lover of the Supreme Truth, he will never understand Krishna or the Supreme Truth. Only by devotional service is the Supreme Truth, Krishna, pleased. And by His inconceivable energy, He can reveal Himself to the heart of the pure devotee. The pure devotee always has Krishna within his heart. And with the presence of Krishna, who is just like the sun, the darkness of ignorance is at once dissipated. This is the special mercy rendered to the pure devotee by Krishna. Last part. Due to the contamination of material association through many millions of births, one's heart is always covered with the dust of materialism. But when one engages in devotional service and constantly chants Hare Krishna, the dust quickly clears and one is elevated to the platform of pure knowledge. The ultimate goal, Vishnu, can be attained only by this chant and by devotional service, and not by mental speculation or argument. The pure devotee does not have to worry about the material necessities of life. He need not be anxious, because when he removes the darkness from his heart, everything is provided automatically by the Supreme Lord, who is pleased by the loving devotional service of the devotee. This is the essence of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. By studying Bhagavad Gita, one can become a soul completely surrendered to the Supreme Lord and engage himself in pure devotional service. As the Lord takes charge, one becomes completely free from all kinds of materialistic endeavors. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Was born in the darkest ignorance of but my spiritual master kindly opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I therefore offer him my respectful obeisances. In text 7 of this chapter, Krishna had explained that knowledge of him will bring one to the point of surrender to him. You know, we won't surrender to somebody we don't know unless he has a gun on us. But this is a different kind of surrender. The loving surrender, a voluntary surrender. It's not that you don't have so much of a choice, don't have so much of an alternative when there is a gun on you. So, in that text it said, one who is factually convinced of this opulence, the title of the chapter is The Opulence of the Absolute, the opulence of Krishna, right? So here, that text says, one who is factually convinced of this opulence and mystic power of mind engages in unalloyed devotional service. Of this there is no doubt. So Krishna, he descends time after time for our sake, to show mercy, to inspire us about him, to give us something to think of that is pure and which will elevate us, his pastimes. So when one becomes really convinced about this truth, then we will be fixed in mind. So much fixed in mind. Have you read the sixth chapter just now? So there is a text in the sixth chapter which says this also. With factual conviction, sustained by full conviction, using our intelligence, sustained with full conviction. This way, this is the way of yoga. Here, I found it. Text 25. Please listen carefully. Gradually, step by step, one should become situated in trance by means of intelligence, sustained by full conviction. And thus the mind should be fixed on the self alone and should think of nothing else. There's many things to think of. We have some experience, right? So we can dream of so many wonderful or seemingly wonderful things. But the goal of Krishna consciousness is man mana bhavamat bhakto mati haji mam namaskuru mami vaisasi satyam te prati jane payosi me. So to always think of Krishna and to become his devotee, offer homage unto him, to worship him, and then we will come to him for sure. So, but we need some factual conviction for that. So in this wonderful text, Srila Prabhupada says, it won't be possible to know Krishna when we try by our own strength, like the jnanis who want to try very hard to understand him by mental effort. But that's not sufficient, Srila Prabhupada said. So the Lord wants to see action. He wants that we back up our sincerity with action, with devotional service. So that we free up time for the Lord, quality time. So that is devotional service. It's not necessarily physically hard work, but although that's also possible, but it basically means to give our attention to him. That would be a good starting point. One time I heard Ravindra Swarup Prabhu explain this so nice, that within attention, the seed of love is there. If you could just pay attention to Krishna, so that's already a seed of love. So from that, love is going to develop very soon. So mechanical devotional service, that will take us a long time. So that's the difference, right? So therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, if we become conscious and then Krishna conscious. So if you do first the conscious thing, so then it will be easier to perform our devotional service properly. So then it will become devotional service. So all this will be revealed from within. What am I doing wrong? Sometimes maybe there is nobody to tell us, but even then, when we are utterly sincere, so what a wonderful encouragement, so then from within it will become clear. Krishna will make it clear. If we are not inclined to study much, which is recommended though, because it was said in this text, Srila Prabhupada said, it's so beautiful, we will become inclined to surrender to Krishna after studying Bhagavad Gita. And we will become completely free from all materialistic endeavor. One example is, I do all these, I'm very busy, so I will be seen recognized and admired, hope, by others. So that's materialistic endeavor, right? It's materialistic. Yeah, it's a subtle form of sense gratification. But there are so many. So in this text, I want to ask you now. It said that there is no not this qualification of having the knowledge. Do we know from Shastra examples of devotees who were recognized as great devotees, but who were not necessarily so well versed? Yes, something comes to mind? Yes, throw it up. All right. Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. He was recognized as a very great devotee, in the spiritual master of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Anybody else can think of? Yeah, he was illiterate, but he knew a lot of verses. Right, because they also hear from hearing. Yeah. From within? So that's exactly then the example we're looking for, you see. Although he did not read, he knew everything. That's what we're looking for, such example. Yes, that's exactly here. Prabhu? Jat Bharat? Okay, he was externally Jat. Jat, dull. Yes? So that means he kept himself aloof, but he was fully realized. Yes, wonderful example. I can think of one more. Is there anything else that comes to mind? Don't know his name, but he's a famous example. So Lord Chaitanya, he went on pilgrimage, or he went to travel, and he went to the south. Yes, and what? He met a Brahman. And what about that Brahman? He was illiterate. So this Brahman in South India, Lord Chaitanya met him. He was shedding tears upon seeing the mercy of the Lord. How wonderful that the Lord becomes a charioteer of his devotee. He served his devotee, his Bhakta Vatsala. So he was meditating on this wonderful feature of the Lord, and he was touched by it. And Lord Chaitanya embraced him and he said, "You are the understander of the Bhagavad Gita. You have understood. You are very glorious." And also one aspect is that he was doing this because his spiritual master had told him to do so, and then without any questions. "But I can't read." We would be like that. "But my guru, I can't handle this service." We would go up like that, isn't it? "No, it's too much for me. You know, I'm getting tired." Although he was obviously not able to carry out the instruction, he carried it out. Okay. So these are three examples of devotees who were enlightened from within, who were very elevated in spite of having no knowledge. And probably we can think of other devotees. In the early days, Jayananda Prabhu, he was not known as a great scholar, but he was known as a great devotee, because he was able to touch the hearts of so many people. So many devotees also now, like Hanumat Peshak Swami, he had his association a great deal. And they were impressed, and they took so much from that association. We can read a whole book about, two volumes, about this wonderful person. And so very simple-hearted. So, Nashayam Yatma Bhavasto Gyana Deepena Bhasvata. Bhasvata, shining. So to show them, I dwelling in their hearts, the Lord is here, he is not far. To show them special mercy, I destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So, a great comparison. Divine knowledge is like a lamp, and it destroys all the misery, the darkness, the tama. Tamas, ignorance is the cause of our suffering. There were the symptoms of ignorance in the 14th chapter, that misery, yes, it results in misery. And the symptoms are sleep, indolence, foolishness. So we want to get rid of that. We have it in us. But by reading the Bhagavad Gita, by studying it, by churning this knowledge in our mind, we have to digest it. We have to cultivate the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita. And then very quickly, all this darkness goes away, isn't it? And by chanting Hare Krishna. Well, we should chant. We should do some endeavor. Okay, can you... I don't know the verse number. But in the verse, Janmaishwarya Shruta Shibir, so Srila Prabhupada says that a lot depends on the quality of feeling. So the verse, Srila Prabhupada had stated that even chanting one holy name can destroy all the sinful reactions. There is not the least exaggeration in this statement, Srila Prabhupada says. He makes such wonderful, wonderfully bold statements. But there is a quality to such utterances also. So that Srila Prabhupada made very clear in that verse, in that purport. So the verse says, if you are very proud about your situation, either you are beautiful, you are attractive, everybody looks up to you, or you're attractive because you're very learned, or you're attractive because you are very born in an aristocratic family. Yeah? You have a good birth. So that will distract you, and it will be hard to approach the Lord But it's easier when you are materially exhausted, uitgeblust. So then it's easier to approach the Lord. Queen Kunti had prayed like that. And in the commentary, Srila Prabhupada made this very clear. Look, you're going to have some bhava. You're going to need some bhava there, some sincerity, you should desperately cry out. So the other acharyas, they call it crying. Come in. You're the third one coming in, only showing the head. So please, let's bear that in mind. Let's take us from this meditation, that if we can do like the Brahmana in South India, think of the mercy of the Lord. How kind is the Lord? How kind the Lord has been upon all of us, picking us up. I was drowning in this ocean of birth and death, which is very vast, and you don't have any chance of surviving there. And then you mercifully picked me up. Now place me as a particle of dust at your lotus feet. Such a prayer. Lord Chaitanya is praying. So we can do it as in gratitude. The Lord is always so kind. But we have a tendency to not see that. We sometimes tend to see what we don't get from the Lord. And then not recognize that we were the cause of all these disturbances. That we, in the first place, made the wrong move away from Krishna, from happiness, from ananda. And satchit ananda. That's normal. That's a normal situation. Oh, right. So we should rewind many times. Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, right. I made that mistake then. So, like that. So, okay. So, even we're not sometimes into are very faithful in this study of the scripture. This verse gives us great hope. Srila Prabhupada is encouraging us, is giving us heart. He says, so you can be enlightened also from within. Many times such a thing will happen. So, but as far as possible, let's cultivate the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita. By studying Bhagavad Gita, one can become a soul completely surrendered to the Supreme Lord and engage himself in pure devotional service. As the Lord takes charge, he takes over your life. Watch out. So then one becomes completely free from all kinds of materialistic endeavors. So it's Tuchavat, like the Goswamis, yes, they all considered it all insignificant. But they were from very high-ranking families, from the aristocracy. So, what did he write there? Srinivasacharya, Tyaktva Turna, Mashesha, Mandalapati, Srinim, Tuchavat. I don't want this anymore, no. My expensive parties, or whatever it may have been, no. Even you tried to buy me back, father. Some devotees have had that. Okay, I give you 2 million if you just quit the Hare Krishnas. So the Goswamis, they said, no, don't want that anymore. And so many devotees in ISKCON also, no, no need. I am very happy here in my austere temple condition. Now it's so comfortable, relatively comfortable. But anyway, time is up. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, even if we can't do that, that's basically what I get from this text. Madhu Gopal may confirm or not confirm, but that there is no worries. The Lord is there, is in our heart, and he can make it clear. Should we not be able to get it clear? Isha Upanishad says the same thing. We should study side by side ignorance and self-realization. So that's a recommendation. But there's always so many ways out. So here Krishna says, even if you don't make it as a great scholar, or if you can't do that, so no worries. I will enlighten you from within your heart. Doesn't make it clear? So Don't feel discouraged from studying. Carry on studying. We have to engage this muscle of the mind, otherwise it will engage us in much worse. So it's very nice to study the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Come to class together. It's very jolly. It's very nice to do. And we had just read text 9 that the great souls, they derive great pleasure from this activity. Always enlightening each other and conversing about me. So they should go on and should become more and more alive. It should be very lively discussions on Bhagavad Gita. It's guyam akhyati prichati. And that is going to make you advanced very quickly. Satam, pasangam, mamavirya, samvido. Engage the tongue and the ear is very pleasing. And very quickly you make advancement on the path of liberation. Kapila Dev says, the third canto. So now I'm going to sing the holy name, unless there's any other thing. Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, ko pe manandi hari adipo.